I have to be careful when I read. Sometimes I'll put a little too much personality into, like today, the demon's voices. I was like, you're overdoing it a little bit, Father. Back off. So, there's a word we don't hear very often. We know of shepherds, but very, very few times do we hear of swineherds. Be basically a shepherd who, instead of pasturing sheep, pastures pigs, swine. So the swineherds, those caring for the swine, saw everything that happened, and they ran off and reported, and the people came out to meet Jesus. Something amazing has happened here. Two people who were bound by slavery to possession of multiple demons. We hear, and I think it's Mark's version, there's only one. Here we have two demoniacs. In Mark's version, Jesus asks the name, and it says, "We are legion. There are many of us here." Something awesome has taken place. These two men are now set free. They lived in the tombs among the dead. There was a road that no one could use. A road that existed. It was there. It had been used. And now, because of the fierceness of these two possessed men, no one could use that road. But now everything has changed. The two men are set free. Whatever road that was is now able to be used. A neighboring city, commerce can go that way. Now people can travel in freedom. And in this moment of great joy, in this moment of celebration, in this moment of liberation, the people come out to Jesus and they say, "Go away." Did you pick up on the irony of that? Why would the people be telling him to go away? Jesus has upset the status quo. He has upset what was normal. They had come to understand what normal would be. Normal would be never using that road. The normal situations of life, they had come accustomed to them. Jesus has transformed everything in a moment. And they prefer the familiarity. In my own life, I had moments, experience of spiritual healing, freedom from certain temptations and things in my life. What was interesting, though, is when those moments happened, it almost happened instantaneously, this newfound freedom. But what was interesting is that I struggled following it. Because I didn't know what to do with that newfound freedom. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we prefer the familiar to the new. Even if the familiar is hell. Well, at least I know how it's going to be. I'm familiar with it. In the version of this gospel, the one, I think, I keep saying Mark, I should have checked before Mass to make sure that what I'm saying is accurate, But in the other version of this story, the one that's set free desires to go with Jesus, and he says, no, go home. Go to your family, do these things. But he goes out and he proclaims Jesus to the people, to the 10 cities of the Decapolis. And the next time that Jesus comes, they don't tell him to go away. The next time that Jesus comes, there are great healings that take place because of the proclamation of the demoniac, who is no longer a demoniac, but one who has been set free. My brothers and sisters, rejoice in the love and the freedom that Jesus gives to you. Even if it's scary at times, even if you don't know how to operate in it, try. Rejoice. Allow that grace to be manifest in your life. And do not cling to the once what once was, because it's familiar. Cling to him. Amen.